Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, welcome to Keeping the Ball on the Ground. How are we doing, young men? All right?
Good. Very
well. The final, Simon.
Yes, well done, Derek.
Well done.
Andy Halliday done enough sitting about Saturday. He's asked for 45 minutes when he got hooked, so you're in.
Where is he? I know, I've got his training tap on, I think. So I have.
He's been nothing short of exceptional the last few months, and I mean exceptional. And you deserve this opportunity.
You do.
Thanks very much, Lenny.
Yeah, he took his chance last time, didn't he?
Aye. I think Frank will be a bit disappointed.
Oh, but he'll be raging.
Aye, because I feel he might feel you're actually leaving him.
No, I'd never leave Frank, no. We're a good partnership, I think. I mean, it's great to be in with you, Big Kev, and that, but Frank is obviously special to me. So he is, he's special.
What do you think Frank's
doing
here?
What, pulling the wire?
Oh, you don't know what he's up to in a Monday afternoon.
Kev, wanted to ask you, because you were telling us off air. How many kilos have you lost?
10.
10 kilo?
Brilliant.
10.
That's fucking unbelievable, isn't it?
I'm still.
Well done, Kevin.
Still massively overweight. 118 kilograms to 107.
Is that what you want?
No,
118 kilograms?
118 at the peak.
So, that's a baby rhino, man. That's what they weigh, baby
so
rhino.
So, Kev, what was the catalyst? Was it because of these guys giving fucking, you a wee bit?
Just started working, Derek.
There's nothing wrong with
you. Hey, and he does work. He's
see, the thing is, I always say it and I'll tell the people, 6 months winter. Be fat in the summer, be skinny. Yeah. You don't wear t-shirt and shorts now, you just join us.
But he is definitely the type that wears a t-shirt in the pool, isn't he?
Aye. Yeah,
get the man bins away.
But it's a DPD, isn't it? Doing the DPD.
Aye, DPD, that's me 5-6 days a week, aye.
Brilliant, big man.
I'm only supposed to work 5, but I choose to work 6 because having 4 kids at home homeschooling is for all the people watching the kids.
Murder.
Si, that's half graft, that.
I know.
Don't get me wrong, Derek. Lynn's going to be listening to this thinking, what the fuck is he talking about? Because he does nothing in the house.
You're a man of the people, aren't you, big man?
No, not at all. I hate the people.
But DPD, we've got our own DPD here.
Aye.
Derek, Paul, Dick Mask.
We're a lot of fun with that, aren't we?
Oh,
I've missed it every week when I'm coming up with things that shoot that can't make the shows, or the day I'm losing anything that's going to take me.
Perfect,
I'm trying to make it a wee bit more serious today. You know what I mean? You're seeing me efficient, Paul Slane. Nobody's even mentioned the style.
Oh, by the way, Biggie, I love it.
Chilled out, ain't I?
You're looking cool. Just a chilled out entertainer, ain't you?
I like my hip-hop.
You've got some wardrobe.
I'm big in my hip-hop.
How much did you drop at the weekend? How many G's?
2 G's, Simon.
2 G's. Doing what?
What did you do at the weekend? Exactly. Tell us, what did you get up to?
A 10-minute preview.
You already know what I've done at the weekend?
No. Yes.
I was going to say the thing I said before. No, do you know what? I'm going to be serious here. Did you watch the McGregor fight?
Yeah.
Bad choice with me on Saturday night. I hit the vineyard early doors when I got into the pub. I think, to be honest, was it
red?
Yes, uh-huh. I think I was in Andy Gorham's vineyard, by the way. And I lost the pot. Next thing, I think it was about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. I says, Slaney, I think I'll just stay up for the fight. So I've ordered the fight, and then the next thing, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, my missus is giving it to me. No, giving it to me, sorry. What have you been up to? She says, you've not been to bed. I know, and I can't really even remember the fight.
Clay's on or off?
Clay's were on. I was just sitting there, but I started, I think I was in red, I was in white, I was everything. Anything, but, aye, so,
what a man, I love that.
Bit, it's killed me, but I think it's the no sleeping. I feel a wee bit spaced out. I don't think it's a drink, I think it's when you don't sleep.
Sleep.
I feel as if I've got jet lag.
We know the jet, I know.
That's a 2-day hangover, eh? You got a particular red you like?
I think it...
Particular red
Merlot. Merlot's the
Merlot.
I hate Shiraz. Terrible Shiraz.
And it's the only drink, Kev, honestly. I think I'm going to stop drinking.
I don't know, mate.
It's the only drink, red wine, that I don't get a hangover with.
I'd a drink of red wine about my Coventry days. My uncle came down to see me and he says, do you want a drink with your meal? I says, I'm drinking red. I says, oh, I'll drink it. I've never really drunk red before. Mm-hmm. 7 bottles of red later, and I swear to God, man, I woke up the next day with a hangover from hell. Never again.
Take me to the candy shop. Let me lick your lollipop. By the way, Burns night tonight, you've burnt your face early.
Yeah, she came back.
Yeah, right. Top dog.
What are you talking about?
Oh, brilliant. Give us a podium. Come on.
No, because you know I've not planned on that. So, Derek, before the Slanes, George Slane phoned Melissa Slane, the daughter, and says, I'm coming here and we're having our Abbey Burns night tonight. Mince. No.
Haggis, Neeps, and Tatties.
Neeps and Tatties. What is Neeps?
Turn up.
Sorry, Simon.
So he's doing something for
I'm
fun,
going to have a wee Robbie Burns night tonight, mate.
Well, use as well. Use Kev for your hair, Robbie Burns night.
No, what's I think the wife's forgot it's Robbie Burns night. But I'm pretty sure she'll maybe make a wee Balmoral chicken later.
Oh, nice. Oh, Balmoral chicken.
That sounds magic.
Chicken stuff with haggis and a wee whiskey sauce or something.
Brilliant. I still can't believe you.
Wherever you be, let your one gang free. That's a poem, that's Robbie Burns, isn't it?
Are you finishing it, or is that?
Yeah, I think that's as good
as it. What's it, Timorous Beastie? That's one.
Aye. The wee cut moose. Did you ever do the Robbie Burns poems at school? Did you get to recite them and then you would, the best person that said it would get a wee certificate? No?
I never went to school.
No.
Must have been a Saint Ralph thing.
Right, here we go. St Johnson v Hibs. Classic. did you not see that? Who called it, by the way?
Me.
I said St Johnston. You said Hibs.
I just said inkling.
Hibs were the better team, though.
Yeah, Hibs were the better team.
The pressure was on Hibs. Obviously they were the favourites, but I just had a wee feeling. See, I think St Johnston are not that bad a side.
Resolute.
Aye, and I mean, where are they in the league? Ninth? Eighth? I'm not sure, but I think they're better than that. I think they can be a top six side, but I just fancied them. I just thought the Hibs wouldn't handle the pressure, and it looks like it. I've just saw bits of the game. Bits and parts of it, but even the goals, the header, the first one. I tell you what, we were just talking about, before Christmas, about taking heading out of the game, Kev. Aye. I mean, that was your strength.
Aye.
Look at the goals at the weekend, the headers.
No, just like that. Rangers, plenty of headers, superb.
Aberdeen, Hoban.
Quality.
Aye.
Quality of the box, but Hibs, I don't know, Hibs, our Hibs. The victim of them believing that they're better than what they are.
But they've got, they have got better players than St Johnstone for me.
Yeah.
Jack Ross, I've said that, I said months back that he was teasing us just before the bigger games, he was trying to get in there and he's failed again.
But can I also put it on you as well, right? Because again, managers taking the blame, Lenny taking a lot of the blame this year, but Hibs dominated the game. It's up to the players to put the ball in the back of the net when they're on top.
The chance Murphy had. I mean, two bites.
What can a manager do about that, Derek?
You can't do anything about that. Do you know what I know? I think that maybe Hibs, when we're talking about the two semi-finals, is a crowd to get them going. I just think... St John's, I mean, what was it last time Hibs were there? You know, the Hibs falling was immense. And I think that does help you. And I just think when they went a goal behind, maybe they could have done with, the fans trying to drive them on. So I think it might have had an impact, certainly, with that Hibs side.
Do you know what else, Kev? I was thinking as well, sorry to interrupt you, that I thought Hibs were better to start the season with Doidge in this bit up as a two.
I quite like Doidge because he plays more like, it's not a big man, wee man thing, but it's kind of is, and I think that takes a lot of pressure off Nisbet, whereas Doidge does all the dirty work, whereas a Fulton Saturday that you've seen Nisbet doing the dirty work, he's coming out wide to get the body late half, and then when it's in the box, he's not there.
Yeah.
And I think that for I don't know what it is with Hibs. Like, for me, and I think a lot of the Hibs fans would probably agree, Jamie Murphy's got to score.
No.
Right? Because it's not as if you could say it was a great save, it was a fucking poor effort.
Yeah, why does he not just put the laces through it?
Leather it, side foot, that corner, he's got his options. And then obviously, when the balls came back to him, I think the second miss is even worse because try to dink it, just leather it into the goal, and the goal just didn't get a chance. They go 1-0 up. And I think Hibs would then no see the game out because it's you don't know how St John's would react at half time, but they're 1-0 up, they're in the ascendancy, things will change. But when you don't score, what you do is you invite opportunities for other teams. And to be fair to St John's, and two cracking headers.
Wouldn't they? I thought the second one was an absolute beauty.
The second one was brilliant.
Fair, but the penalty spot, innit? He headered that, the power.
Like, those quality of headers, like, there's a skill to that. Too many times people that don't like heading the ball and heading in football, they think it's like, oh, it's old school, let's lump up the part and we'll head it. If you look at the Rangers goal, Morelos has pulled away, headed into Kint's path and Kint's headed it in. There's a skill to that, there's movement, it's part of football, and we can get used to that. And I think that St Johnson, they maybe didn't have as much place as Hibs in terms of possession and stuff, but they totally utilised what they were good at and was set pieces. Can we be more dominant? Because I think Hibs at centre-half wise, we bit powder puff sometimes. Yeah. We get Ryan Porteous, right? And look at it, obviously there's a running joke kicking about with him with the people holding the frames and it's a picture of Ryan Porteous crying because I think he was in tears afterwards. He's come into some criticism in the past for dirty tackles, dangerous tackles. He needs to be a bit more aggressive for me in terms of defending because St Johnson, like they goals were avoidable for Hibs personally. If you defend better.
Hibs will never get a better chance at two finals though, this season. Do you know what I mean? And we would go back to the first one. Hearts had only played a few games and then this one. Hibs are much better players than St Johnstone. I mean, that's no discredit to St Johnstone players. They've got decent enough players, but I like Hibs' team. I really do. But Jack Ross has put them in a position like this. Hibs were a mess before he came in, so he's got them up to this level. But now for the team and for him, they're just failing at this stage. And I don't know how you improve on that.
I think he makes a good point. I think a proper player in the middle of the park. I think they're very workmanlike in the middle of the pitch, but Newell wasn't playing
like Saturday. Longridge.
But he's more an athlete, aye. Derek, than going and getting on the ball. Scott Allen there maybe missing, eh?
Right.
That type.
Somebody, a wee bit of creativity, definitely. I tell you what, you talk me, because I want the theme for me the weekend was the headers. I mean, I was at the Queen of South game against Morton, a big centre-back. Big centre-half for Queen of the South, by the way. What a header it was. Corner kick. It was in like an absolute bullet. I mean, this guy plays with him. He can header the ball further than I can kick it, honestly.
Guffrey as well for Livingston at the weekend. See him header a ball.
I like that. I always love playing with centre-backs that were big, aggressive and, you know, and going...
Well, was Jack Ross, has he brought any defenders in?
See, on Porteous, see what you're saying about Porteous. Porteous is a good player, right? Aye. Or I know, but... it's because I think you're right.
He's great on the ball. And I like how he likes to play out from defence. And I like how he's a bit calm. And he'll maybe try a wee Cruyff, whatever, and try and play the way out. I like that side of him. But see when he comes up against the physicality side of it.
It went down too easy for me.
I think he's
better than that.
He reminds me of, and this, fuck, I don't know if this, I don't know if I'll even get this over away. Some players that pretend are hard, aren't they really hard? I would call them shite bags. So what they do is they do late tackles and they pretend they're the fucking hard man.
See when they come to
actually being up against somebody hard, they fucking shy 20, away. I know 20, he's only 20, but you don't run about with your fucking chest pumped out and you're shying away from some of the shit that's happening there on the weekend.
See, also, I'll give you another type of player that I'd seen many a time. Somebody that runs about all the place and fans think, oh, look at him. He's running everywhere. But they don't show for the ball.
No, yes, that's fair.
That's the other one that does my nothing.
Pass it back to their team so they can go and run and tackle.
But they're running about and people go, oh, that's great.
Like, if you want to give me examples, I'm going to go down the road to Ian Black, Jim Goodwin, and Ryan Porteous. Or pretend they're fucking...
No, Jim Goodwin's tough.
Jim Goodwin, man. Jim Goodwin wasn't as hard as he thought he was. He
was horrible to play against.
Aye, but that was him. But I always thought that the bigger person against Jim Goodwin didn't like it.
Right.
Okay. I'll tell you one
don't
thing.
Don't get me wrong. Jim Goodwin will probably fucking have a go at me. I'm quite happy with that. Jim just stays down the corner.
It's the best version I've seen of you in a long time ago.
Yes, you are today, Kevin.
No, I just...
You are back. That's what you came in when you started.
By the way, he also said Celtic were back, so I would take that.
No, I just always think that when you play in the park and you see somebody running about with a chest out, you think, you fucking having a laugh. And that's how I see it, I might be wrong. But anyway.
But I do think as well for Porteous, 20-year-old, at centre half, plays every week.
He's
going to make mistakes.
Well,
I know he's going to make mistakes. So I think guys like John Stone when they were that age. Do you know what I mean?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that Porteous is a bad footballer because he's far from that. I think he's got a hell of a
potential.
Lot of potential. But he's just got to iron out some things in the games that he could do better at. So if he can't win the header, what can he do to stop the other guy win the header? Can he get closer?
Yeah.
Can he keep the arm over? Can he step in front of people? Can he drop back a bit? Just little things that as he'll grow, he'll learn, and that's part of, I'm sure Jack Ross will see that.
They're trying to get experience in that. You said about defenders, I think Dan Dodds is close to signing the identity.
He actually
former player on his way up for breaking.
I wonder if that will go ahead.
Just hope it doesn't snow, stops him, because obviously like killed Rab Douglas's move to.
See,
I wanted to ask you something. Callum Davidson looks smart in his Burton suit, and I think he brushed his hair with Murray Davidson's fit mob. It's looking well, wasn't it?
Think so? No, sorry, I didn't. I was disappointed. No, what is this? I mean, I love my class and people looking good, and his suit was too big for him, wasn't it?
It was.
Far too big for him in his shoes. I think
his shoes were even too big.
I think he's fucking mountain boots and all. I don't want to go too hard on the mumbler, because I've given him a hard time and he's proved me wrong this season so far, but stick to your body when you're tracky, son, because you didn't look the part with that fucking baggy suit and you're looking up a mountain.
It's Tommy Wright's suit, wasn't it? They just gave him Tommy Wright's suit.
And he kept him.
It's only one man's suit. John Swain's.
Morgan.
I think he did have that, but no, listen, fair play to wee Callum. I didn't think he had it in him when I first heard it. I remember I was in a real, real damaging place, Simon, in the summer, and I remember watching his interview in his Spartan. I went, what is this guy coming out with? He was spitting out a lot of nonsense and I couldn't understand. And the man's proved me right to be perfectly honest with you, but I was disappointed with his whole look. But sometimes that makes a wee laugh, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. It was scuffy. We need to give them some credit, because I thought Boyd Rooney was excellent.
Hard man.
As I say, I didn't see all the game, I just saw the highlights. But I just know, I have watched them this season, and I just think they're a better side than.
He's got a good mix of experience and young players there, right? Yeah. The boy McCann, young boy McCann's.
McCann's
good.
An excellent player. Bryce, by the way. Again, he's an international player, yeah. Obviously with Northern Ireland. He's got a great engine, good talent. But you're right, you need that nice mix, that nice balance.
I think they've got good foundations, and I think as time goes on,
can they give him
when they start adding in a bit more quality, they could potentially become a right good side to Johnson.
Aye.
I can't believe Murray Davidson's still playing. How old's Murray Davidson?
Oh, more, I know, I tell you what.
He's the same age as me.
There's a guy.
He's only 31, 32.
See if you're talking.
No, sorry, I'm 32. What am I talking about? 33.
No, I think he is a hardy boy, because he picks up a lot of injuries, but he doesn't shy away
from it.
No, he's always been like that.
Aye. No, I quite like Murray Davidson.
Slaney, delighted to see your mate Scott Allen back as well.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Handsome boy.
Very handsome boy. He had a fantastic performance on the podcast, Simon.
Think?
Aye. No, listen. But he was... It's great to... I don't know the exact situation that went on.
I think he was a bit ill, wasn't he?
Brilliant to see the boy back, because I think there was wee
things. He's a talent, isn't he?
Very talented player. And there was wee things there. Is he going to play again? You know what I mean? And I seen that about... So his world might have kept thinking it's coming crushing down him. Do you know what I mean, Si? So for him to come back on that park, I'm really, really happy for the boy.
Love the T-shirt.
It looks sexy.
Was that oversized?
Oversized.
Uh-huh.
Does it look too big for me?
No, it looks good.
Does it?
Uh-huh.
Thanks, mate. No, but on Scott Allison...
Have you been doing press-ups and sit-ups or just running?
Just running, mate.
Not going to bulk up now?
It's more of my mind.
Is that right?
It's runs around Ibrox, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
Have you been up again this week?
I'm going to start running all the stadiums.
Right.
Eh?
Well, in Glasgow.
In Glasgow.
right, we're on.
Imagine that. Running around.
Do you run, Kev? Seriously, now?
Nah.
Nah.
I only run to fucking the house. It's been a parcel if I'm late.
Nah.
It's only time I'll run. I run up the stairs.
Your brother does 5K, do you know that? Eh?
What time does he get?
Good time, I think. 24, I think 24 minutes.
Is it? Aye.
What's your time?
19 minutes.
Wow.
I think 19 minutes.
You must be
28.
I think
to be fair, I did one last.
Lewis will be better. What's he? 17.
Something like that. Something that's phenomenal.
Do you hear that, Slaney? Lewis, 17 minutes.
Thank you so much. Something that's scary. Aye.
The players now, mate, are fucking.
Do you know I'd love to run, but it's like Mark. Have you seen the two of us when we come in? You know, his knee, his hip. His ankle, my knee's gub.
Is it?
Aye, so I'd love to be able to go and run like that, but can't he? Just got to build cross trainer.
Is that what you did so in the house?
No, I've got a bike up my old man's garage I got there.
Granny Fergie's?
Aye, Granny Fergie's. And partly, he punch at the bag as well.
Oh, yes.
So I think you should.
Are you a fighter?
No.
He's a great shadow boxer.
But it's a good
one. Have you seen that video?
So if you get a bit stressed out,
you're angry at
it. Aye, it's magic. Sure. So it is.
I'll do it.
Just give him a wee combo, just to show what you're all about.
No, do you know what I'm going to say? Why don't we have a round?
You and Derek.
A round? I'll have a round. I'll have a pint of lager, please.
Don't think we should spa one day?
Right.
With helmets on.
Right.
Right, Livy V. St. Mirren. The dream continues for young Davy Martindale. Livingston have went for a bus driver to a wee taxi driver and Davey. Great appointment. I heard Jim Goodwin ask him what time he was on to on Saturday.
Aye, might have lift, didn't
he? He's brilliant, Tony. What about him saying the ball needed a bandage and got the hospital? You hear him saying that?
No.
After the game.
But no, I was
the Billy didn't man, didn't they?
I had jet lag in Sunday.
I know he was. I get slaughtered for Livingston because I said I wanted St Mirren to win last week, but I don't. I wanted Livingston to win because, you know, I did. A lot of friends there.
So who did you, who did you back St Mirren?
I wanted St Mirren to win.
Aye.
But it was so. But for Livingston, my God, what a job that guy's done.
Amazing. And me says it last week about all this fit and proper nonsense that's going on. Just look at the job that the guy's doing. The players love him. So that's enough. I think that should just be put. Has it been put to bed? I'm no sure. But nah, the guy, the story is absolutely amazing. And he's come out and we've said before, it's well documented about mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes in life, you know, and you deserve a second chance. And by the way, he's the man that's just shown that, isn't he? And with some of the other work that I do, I go into the prisons, me and wee Mickey Weir, and it's the best sessions we ever had. We showed racism a red card. They're brilliant. And the guys are really up front. It's good therapy for me and Mickey, I know. So it is. I have a great time. And that's what it is. It's these guys have genuinely made a mistake in life. And obviously they're getting educated. And when they go back out into the big bad world, you know, they've got a wee bit more savvy about them. But I love that. And I love his story. Martindale's, it's magic, so it is.
I played against Livy in League One when he was assistant manager, and they played it exactly. They were horrible to play against. Oh my, I used to dread playing them, mate. They're like 11 fucking racehorses, man.
Aye.
It's great to watch, as in
just in your face all the time, mate.
You've said that for a while, Derek.
Just not says it last week about Scott Brown when he came onto that park. He should have been ready for that they were going to get after him. You know, and that's, they get after you. Sorry, Derek.
Because man, they've got a couple of nice wee football players in the middle of the pitch, but Livingston just never let them get
attitudes. Maybe they're not as have got the same ability some of the other teams. But by God, they make up for it, you know, in terms of the endeavour and their work rate. Their desire's magic, isn't it? And the other story is where some of the boys have came from, the lower leagues. So the guys that are playing in the lower leagues at the minute, they probably think, oh, I can't get, maybe I'm not good enough to get to that level. There, it's there. Livy are proof that you can.
Definitely. No. Kev, you hate Jim Goodwin, obviously, so...
No, I don't.
Jim Goodwin gave him a bit as well for St Mirren's performance.
No, it's just because Jim's good-looking, that's all. Just
he is very good-looking.
Great eyes.
Lovely eyes.
I just think if either team had won, it would have been a good story for either manager. Davey, obviously, for what he's overcome, and obviously for Jim being in a good job as a young manager, I think it would have been a great addition to his CV, getting a final, but... When you play against a Livingston the way they're playing now, their confidence is high, and I don't think they think they're going to get beat. We're going to be hard to beat, and then any opportunity they get. Don't get me wrong, the goal was the wee guy winning that at the front. That could have been avoidable. Scott Robinson was winning the first header, and then obviously big Effie, great assist off the bar, back to Robinson. I don't know if he meant that or no, but Effie Ambrose should have scored the first header. But Ambrose... Lee Scott Robinson, there you were talking about where people come from. Scotty Robinson at Hearts at an early age, pretending they're going to be big things at Hearts, didn't quite work out, had to drop away back down to the lower leagues, found himself now in the final playing. Is captain Livingston, isn't
he? No, he's not captain now.
Is he not the captain? No,
it's Bartley, isn't it?
Bartley.
Oh, is it? Aye. And, but no, Livingston for me, I couldn't see anybody else winning other than Livingston because of the run that they've been on. I mean, what is it, 9 games undefeated and two draws against Celtic?
What happened though with, you were saying with Martindale when you played him 5 years ago about that, what happened with Holt then? At the start of the season?
Davey was putting his hands over his eyes when he was driving the bus, wasn't he?
I think so.
Definitely.
There's obviously something maybe strange going behind the scenes, you know, or whatever.
Because if he was there, but maybe Martindale was there, and I heard he'd done on the training as well. So what was Holt saying to the guys?
Well, whatever's happened, it's history now.
But David Martindale's been there through all the managers they've lost. Like, he was there when Kenny Miller was there. He was there when
Davy Hopkins.
He was there with Gary Holt.
Jim Leishman.
Jim, was he?
Aye.
Nah, fucking Jim Leishman, you know, managed to firm him. But anyway, he's been there and he's seen how the clubs went about their business over the number of years. So when he's been given that opportunity, he's maybe just tweaked a couple of things that he saw from an outside looking in that he couldn't affect because he wasn't the manager. Mm. Whereas now that he is the manager, he might have control of things. And you know, I mean, at some point the run's going to stop. But while you're being a Livingston fan, just now enjoy it because it's pretty good.
See, Kevin, Scott Robinson.
Maybe what he's done is took a wee bit from the managers everybody. That he's worked well, under that he likes and implemented that into his style of management. Whether it's on the training part or in the dressing room, but nah, listen, hats off to him.
They're just so good defensively, aren't they? Like, see, when they clear the ball, I love yeah. this. See, my gripe with our centre half, see, when they clear the ball, they didn't put it in behind teams. See, when mm-hmm. we clear the ball, it's up to their centre half to come and head it and put it right. See, when Livingston mm-hmm. cleared the ball, it's right in behind. What ends up, St. Mirren end up kicking the ball for a throw and Livingston are on top again. Mm-hmm. They're brilliant, isn't it? Aye. See, Ambrose, were you pally him at Celtic?
Wasn't he pally him, say it? He was an animal in training. Used to be a big metal studs and just two fit people all the time. No, but I remember me Albie had to take my sign like, you're going to need to stop training. You're just injuring everybody.
Was he?
Aye. Bizarre.
Did anyone have a go back at him? Sorry.
No.
No. Yeah. See, when you played, you always wore your alloys, didn't you? You didn't play with moulded boots, did you? When you played
studs.
Like a game.
No, I wore mouldies. See, the wee round studs, no
see,
metal.
See, it didn't matter. But Lenny used to wear metal, didn't he? See, when I put my metals on, that was like, your game boots are on, like the moulded were
game shoes.
For like training. But then when it came, even if the part was solid, I would always go with it.
Would you, Derek?
Aye, all the time.
Jimmy, managers are like that.
I think it's just your mindset. It just means that's my game boots on. We're ready to
go. Do you know how the studs always came in three different sizes? Long ones at the back, middle, and then the small ones. I used to go, depending on how wet it was, used to go either fucking full length the whole way. See, if there was a centre half, didn't they? Like fucking six studs.
Right, dinner.
Massive. And I thought, if he gets the day, I'm standing his toes.
Wingers are always moles, aren't they?
But do you remember, see if you were getting beat, the reserves, Lenny used to come in and go like, lift your fucking boots up. And you'd be staring at your studs.
But you're playing on AstroTurf, mate. Like you're going to wear fucking studs on the fucking moles. Studs on AstroTurf.
Call me a fucking tart once.
Because you loved it.
He was like, we were getting beat in his
There's nothing worse when you've slipped and you know he's pulling you up, innit?
He slipped and he's clocked it. He was like, come here, you lift him up. And I showed him, he was like, you're fucking tart going to change him. Like,
oh. What did you do? I lift him up, you put your feet up, and he went, no, you're boss. one downside for Livy at the weekend is Jim Jefferies never got on the pitch. Devastated for him.
He was tired.
Was he tired?
He was too busy trying to get rid of Andy up at Hearts. But,
the workload that he went through.
You've been working too hard, I think.
I know, you need to lay off him, mate. What were you doing in the Celtic game the weekend?
Saturday night, what were you in the jet doing? Because it's no right he's no starting. And I know I know what the two of you were up to.
Nah, the jet was busy.
I didn't what?
Slaney, I've told you before, don't get jet.
Sorry, you know I like it.
I know you get it.
Was it? Was he in a bath? Was that it?
What's that, sorry?
He's in a bath together.
No, can you get in a bath now? I've got a leak in my bath.
Have you?
Aye.
Well, he's won the Scottish Cup with Hearts, don't he? So how important will his experience be for Livingston going into
the
final?
Won the Scottish Cup back in whenever it was.
Who did?
Jim Jefferies.
You caught me there.
With Lockie. Was Lockie the captain? Gary Lick?
Yeah, Gary Lick was the captain.
What, man? Can we get him back on?
Lockie, I don't know where he's been.
Okay, good lad, Tim. Show you.
Is he any good at
nice?
Okay. Gary Lock.
Was he?
Oh, Gary Lock was a terrific player.
Thought he was a water carrier type now.
No.
Workmanlike.
Aye, but he could play a bit as well. There's a lot of players like that. Aye. And the one that comes to mind that I always talk about, John Brown. Everybody thinks John Brown was just a hard man. Aye. John Brown was a hell of a football player, by the way.
Was he not hard at all?
Oh, aye. But he could play.
Aye,
he's a brilliant player. Bomber.
Back in the day, he was mental, mate. When it tackles out known back in the day.
Oh, Bomber.
I mean, I remember Souness studied somebody, and the ref's like, that might be a yellow card.
Maybe.
Was it you that told me Souness used to deliberately start again, pass the ball to their team? So
he'd done that in the European game. I think it was against Steaua Bucharest. They just took the lead. We had obviously taken kickoff, and he told me, I think it was Gerani, to beat it. He wanted the ball. You know, so you're like, all right, it's a gaffer, let him have the ball. And he just took the ball and he ran, and then he passed it to one of their players, one of their playmakers. And the boy stopped him and what's happening here? And then as soon as he went, smash, just done him, by the way. And it's like, so blatant. And they got a booking, but it was a sending off.
But so many tackles, they come to us, like, that might be a yellow
card. Right,
card,
aren't
it? Fucking volley's not there.
So did you ever smash him in training or that, when he joined?
Oh, aye. We all had, aye. Everybody, everyone, not just me, everybody in that Rangers squad at that time. We used to kick lumps at each other, early Albion. you know, as you run around Ibrox, it's a way of the car park. Aye. That used to be our training ground.
Was it?
And some of the fans used to get in and watch it. Sometimes it would be scraps, you know, fighting each other, rolling about with each other. But that was it.
Would you just walk through Ibrox to...
Aye, you get your training
ground. And the fans would see you going out?
Aye, had to cross the road, aye. Yeah.
For fuck's
sake. Aye. So I walked across and the fans were allowed in at that time. You know, no paying, and just come in. And you would sometimes have maybe a couple of hundred. And then somebody would say something, or it was always a Scotland against England, you know, and it was dead competitive.
Yeah.
Guys like McCoy, Girardi and that as well, John Brown, you know, on the Scottish side. And then you've got Ray Wilkins, you've got big Terry Butcher and all that, the Chris Woods.
Who was the hardest out of them?
Terry, big Terry was.
Was he?
Aye.
Him and Souness ever go each other?
No, I can't remember. No, them, because Souness was always on the English side. That's what it used to do. Or nothing.
Butcher was massive, eh?
Who's that?
Big Terry Butcher was huge, eh?
Aye.
I remember him playing like a Scotland game and he was assistant manager to right. Craig Levine. Was it?
Yeah,
Craig
somebody
Levine?
Like that.
I remember like standing beside him and thinking, fucking hell, man, he's bigger than me. Like, he's massive.
Could he play Butcher?
He could ping a ball by him. Oh, he's all diagonals. I used to rifle them 60, 70 yards. Brilliant accuracy. He was top class.
Were you at Motherwell with him, Sonny, when he's a manager?
Butcher, no. I don't like him.
Huh?
Remember his comments
about
Maradona?
You would love Terry Butcher. Did you? So you worked under Terry Butcher?
No.
All right.
Who
Terry
was your first manager at Motherwell?
Dingus.
Oh, Big McGee.
Big Dingus, man. You're a great guy.
Huh?
You're a great guy. But yeah, honestly, a great guy.
But what a player that Butcher was as well, you know, that he's touch. He's vision and all for a centre. You always talk about centre.
Did you not just bang into
you wanted them. At times, I tell you who used to just do it simple, Goffey, Richard Goff. Uh-huh. He knew his limitation. He was what an athlete, but maybe that wasn't Goffey's strength, you know, in terms of pinging the ball. So he would just do it simple, just get if it was me, it'd be a Souness or a Wilkins or a Girardi. Mm-hmm. So he was clever, Goffey, in that respect.
That was like you and Craig, wasn't it?
Nearly half that guy signed. Gave him a hard time.
Right, Rangers. I like Derek Ferguson on his holiday, a well-oiled machine. That was shite, wasn't it?
Aye.
Not like that.
Slaney, Rangers, Saturday. I'll ask you first because... don't know, I just want to ask you first.
Did you run around Ibrox?
Excellent. Going to give him a bit of praise?
Aye, Simon, remember. Let's go back 11 months ago.
So you're going to start it with a negative here, ahead?
No, no.
All right, so...
well, maybe. Stephen Gerrard done an interview. I waited time, Castle get beat. Right? Done an interview. And he says, I'm going to need to get him. And can almost think about my future. We go 11 month on and look where they are now. That man, Simon, there's a lot of talk about Celtic, but even if Celtic were having a good season, if Celtic were having a really good season, it would have been very hard up until this point to keep up with Rangers. And that's the standard he set. It would have been easy for him when that season ended last season to go. It would have been so easy for him to go. Who he is, I don't want to be part of that. The man that lost the 10 in a row to Celtic and he's come back, Simon, and they've been ready for the word go. And again, the biggest month was January, I felt. And I said that I was so excited. Me and Frank, the many times we've phoned up each other and said, look at their fixtures. Mm. Look at that one's coming up. I was so excited. And they were getting near the line. They weren't playing their best, but they were getting near the line. And we Celtic, what happened with them in January, they dropped points. New Rangers are going in there just absolutely flying. They couldn't wait to go out of Ross County. They are changing, believe the season should be finished early, Si. I think John Hughes and his team look worried on Saturday.
What, about Corona?
But Corona.
They're getting too close to them.
And I think so. That would be my only thing, Derek, on it. But certainly yeah. No. Listen, they've been excellent. I've been trying things to come up with to think what could I change it. Mm. They've been superb.
The fourth goal is very sexy. So that's the sexiest Jack's man in Scottish football, Ryan Jack. What a goal. What was it, Kev? You said 19 passes?
I think it was 18 or 19 passes.
Gerrard says it's the best goal that he's seen at Rangers. I don't know. I mean, look at Roof's goal, Tavernier's free kick. But for a team point of view, I mean, away down in the corner, you know, the passing and then Jack coming back in, he's been a big miss. And I think he just come in and showed his class in Saturday. And you're right. And Gerrard's story, again, we're talking about Martindale, even Gerrard's story. He's made mistakes along the way. He's corrected
Sadiq.
them. He's correct.
How he's came back for that?
So how he's came back for Sadiq?
No, it's interesting because there's a lot happening down in England, isn't it, with Lampard, and he's just got the sack, and they're talking about the recruitment side of it, and there's people saying that they don't even think that the players that have come into Chelsea are his players. But I certainly think the players that have came to Rangers, Gerrard, he's brought them in. Aye, he'll sit down with the guy that or the guys that did the recruitment. Aye. So they'll discuss players and but he's got the players that he wanted to get in. He's got two players for every position. Has he improved a number of the players? Big time. So but you just said it earlier when you were talking. Right from the off, they were at it right away. So I think even last season, I could see Steven Gerrard sitting them down, getting them a wee talk and telling them, you know, when you come back in, you do our work for the following season, we're going to be bang at it right away. And they have, and the quality they've shown. And they've had this wee sticky patch as well.
Yeah.
And I think they bounced back on Saturday. That goal was brilliant. But, I mean, goals, I know how many goals has he scored for a centre-back? Uh-huh. Set pieces in the modern day game.
So important.
So, aren't they?
I was disappointed with John Hughes, actually, with the goals, the set pieces. I think they scored for two set pieces. See, if you're going to the Old Firm, you can't be letting in for set piece.
No.
You cannot do that. If they break you down, fair enough. But would Simon, would John Hughes have went to Ibrox gone for it?
That's what I'm saying. I said Friday, John Hughes, it could either be tight or they could lose big because if Yogi asked him to go and play, I don't think they're at that stage. See, they're a year down the line under John Hughes, I think they're maybe a wee bit better at playing out for the
back.
Rangers are so good at pressing the ball, Derek.
That, aye.
And that's seen it with the penalty, didn't you?
That's a big thing. And I think they just kind of come off that a wee bit.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing for me earlier in the season, Kev. See, when Rangers lost possession of the ball, they were getting it back five, 6 seconds, and that worked rate, I just think they kind of tailed off a wee bit. But you could see signs that they were back like their old selves.
I always think they should press out the pitch, do you know?
Only takes one.
Yeah, not to do it,
and you can get fun out against a good side, they'll just pass run you. So when one goes, when you look at Rangers, they know exactly what their job is. So one goes, boof, they all go, the old domino effect.
Kev, can they go unbeaten? Got Jack back now, I think Caruso's back. Aribo's starting to hit full fitness.
I think there's no reason why they couldn't go unbeaten. I think the only way they'll not go unbeaten is due to their own discipline.
Yeah.
I think if we go back to the Old Firm game where they won there, where Celtic dominated, if Celtic dominate again, then obviously it'll make it difficult. But they dominated the last time and didn't they win? So for me, I think Rangers, there's absolutely no reason why they can't go the season undefeated. But it'll be down to there. It's their mindset. They hate to keep in football. We all know that it's a simple game, but it's the psychological part of it, keeping the simple things going all the time. Don't lose that lapse in concentration. just keep going and going and going. And I think that's the only thing that will deter Rangers from maybe not finishing the season unbeaten. Because, like Derek said, they had a wee blip. They drew with Motherwell last week. Say a wee blip. It's not a blip. It's just a draw. They'd be happy with a point away to Motherwell in some seasons, but they've came back and absolutely hammered Ross County. Some of the football, the 18 goal, I think it was 18 passes and then obviously the finish, but they missed a penalty. Taverney missed a penalty. The other Kent hit the post. It could have been 7 or 8.
Here's a question. That was probably the
from
best
the man who lacks concentration.
Absolutely, Simon. Fucking he's been away the last 5 minutes. One wish, yes.
I could see you just slipping away there.
Did you see me there, aye? Here's a $1 million question, which is the best question of 2021, Simon. If you pick Alan McGregor up, okay?
Well, actually pick him up.
Aye, if you want, and carry him over to Celtic Park, right?
Oh, he'd be an angry man, I think.
Derek?
Kicking and screaming.
If you pick up Barkas, pick him up and take him to Rangers.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swap the goalkeepers. Do you Rangers?
Rangers still win the league.
I think so.
Yeah, definitely. They're better set up defensively.
But do you think McGregor
as a whole team, not just the
goalie? But do you think McGregor speaking to the Celtic?
I know, but what speaking only does so much, mate. You look at both them shape wise off the ball. Rangers are better, harder to break down.
What does Mac always say about Rangers? They look as if they're drilled. Drilled all the time in the day,
they
and that's how it then becomes second nature. And it looks, when they play as they did on Saturday, it looks easy. It looks simple. They make the game look simple.
You spoke to Andy about it, about the distances that they have between the work on it every day. It's hard to play, hard to break teams doing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So hard, you can see it.
I just think that with Rangers, I know you're saying staying in the two goalkeepers, Rangers just offer way too much more than Celtic now. Not just now, from the beginning of this. Like, I think the key thing is that he got his signings in early. He got the pre-season done the way he wanted it done. And they started from the first whistle, and as the season's grown, they've just got better and better and better. Now it's got to a point where success is there just to grab, and everybody wants a piece of it. So when somebody comes off, that person that's coming on is thinking, right, I want to be the guy that starts next week. So they're all performing to a level where there's Celtic's the complete flip it, as Beattie would say, flip it. They're just fucking miles off it, where the comms has been drained out of them. They can't do right for wrong. Like this has probably been the best weekend for Celtic in a long time. They didn't drop any points.
See the other thing, Kev, as well. He's even, I think, looking ahead to next season, because he's got the two boys in for Bournemouth. It looks as if he's got them.
Boy,
he's got
the young boy right.
He's just signed.
Celtic's going to need to be very careful that Rangers don't get a proper march on them, because at the minute over in the East End of Glasgow, there's talk about changing managers, doing this, doing that. Mm. It's a case of, they've got to be careful, because football can very, very quickly change. I mean, at the beginning of the season, there were a lot of people talking about it's a canter for Celtic 10. We said it was going to be 10 in a row. We thought things, all the signs were heading that way. Did we foresee what was going to happen? No, we didn't. But fair play to for Rangers. You've got to give pat them on the back, because they've been outstanding, and anything that's been thrown at them. And just remember, like, they've been playing unbelievable away in European performances, big games, where the Celtic were papped out after like two or three games and were able to play weakened teams. Rangers were gone for it and are still gone for it. I just think you're going for it today. We are going for it today.
Is she not letting you speak in the house all week or something?
No, it is. I'll stop now for another 5 minutes and let somebody else speak.
I just think credit's due.
It's like,
see what happens when you lose a bit of weight?
No, I know. It's just
that's
easier.
That's not better than
I
ordinary.
I used to get tired when I spoke, so they knew that I've got a fitness level.
I did see someone the other day that Roof's broke the record, the distance that he covers in a game.
You're joking.
So you talk about the goalie, but their centre forwards, mate, are working.
I don't think
tell me a Celtic attacking player that goes and gets the ball back.
Fuck, that's bad. You have to think.
Did I read a stat that?
Then you go, Yanka Kent, mate, when he's even though he had a good game, he works his boys off.
Did I read a stat?
It's the same Morelos as
Connor Goldson scored more goals than Edward. Was that right? Did I hear that?
I've heard that as well.
I know Edward, obviously Connor Goldson, right? He's played every single minute for Rangers this season, which is fair play to him. So he's obviously had more minutes on the park, so you divide the minutes up the low average. But for a centre-half to be scoring more goals than a Celtic number 9 stroke 10, whatever it is, that's an
he's
incredible
been phenomenal.
Feat, so fair play.
So he has.
Slaney, Celtic never had a game this weekend, so your weekend wasn't around, mate. Good week. Did you enjoy it?
Enjoy it, Simon. Honestly, of course I did. Watching two semis unfold. No, of course I did.
Are you looking forward to getting Celtic back, though?
I think definitely I've offered my services there and they turned it down.
Oh, did you actually offer it?
Hi, Simon. So, depending on the next manager, I'll be there
who
again.
Who applied to you then? Who was that? Who got back?
Danny McGrain, mate.
Danny McGrain.
What was he? You wanted to help the goalie, didn't you?
He said, you can only come if you bring my chicken back.
Ah, sure.
That ain't coming back.
Yes, of course you can, Derek.
What are you up to at the weekends when you're no.
Same as you, mate. On the booze.
Run
10k during the day, drink.
Right.
Tenants at night.
Because it must be weird for you, no, innit?
Missing a big team. I'll take my wee boys for football.
Many you got? Two?
Two.
Wages?
8 and 6.
Just let them enjoy themselves.
No, see, I done a.
Let them enjoy it, and then once you get to
them. No, I do let them enjoy it, but I'm just
13, 14, then that's, you'll see it in your boys, whether they want it or no. And that's when you get a gauge. Up to about that age, you just let them run about and play with the ball. Let them enjoy themselves.
Did you, were you hard on Lewis when he was younger? Be honest, like, would you go and watch him and pull him up for things he never
I
done?
Went with my three boys, Darren and Ross. I took them everywhere, encouraged
never
them.
Never speaks about the other two, so does he?
Hates them.
Never
I love
speaks
about the other two. And they love this show, they love yous guys. So did
they love yous, lads.
No, and,
wish your dad does.
No, I encouraged them all the time. They were in the academies as well, at Hearts and Aki's.
Right.
But then I think they realised themselves, I think it was on about 14, 15, that they thought they weren't maybe going to be good enough. But what separated, I can't believe I'm talking about this in camera, older boys, what separated them from Lewis? Lewis has got a strong mentality. He wanted it, and I said earlier, kill or be killed. That's his mentality, Lewis.
I like that, John.
Whether it's his brother, whether it was his dad, his mum, he would just out the way. He wants it. Mm. That's the difference. But
see, if you had a bad game, would you go through him?
No.
Be honest.
No,
never.
No, because my dad and your Barry will tell you, my dad never lost the ragways. He would always see when I had a good game, Kev, silence, getting him in the motor. See when I had a bad game or maybe made mistakes, he would just talk to me and point to it. Never shouted.
Any dads that are busy on the side, listen.
Aye,
that's so the thing with kids football that's wrong is it's the dads that fucking give the kids a hard time.
I can't
time.
Even watch my boys anymore.
No, I've piped up many a times during Cumbernauld when the kids are playing and dads are shouting things like, here, mate, give your boy a chance. Aye. It's a fucking under eight. So fun fours, fun fives. My dad would never say it to me. My dad, when I played as a young kid, we would travel to here. And then if we lost and I was here, I was hopeless, my dad would just say to me, "Aren't they very good today, son, were you?" And I would say, "No, I wasn't dad." And that would be it. That's away we'd go. That was enough. He would never say, "You should have did this, and this."
He always used to say this, "Could you know have done that better?
Aye.
Could you know have maybe kind of passed the ball at that time?" Just wee things. Mm-hmm. And that's it. So in a way, that's coaching, isn't it? In a way, but not, he never...
But it's this modern way that parents now...
But then it's money.
Because they've got a tab.
People see pound signs in their kids. You know, and that's why they're too hard on them, because they might see, they could be a better life for us. It's up to them, let them live their life.
Aye. Here we go. This is the one I want to know. George Slane of Ursula, are you?
My dad was obsessed with just shooting. Before every game, he'd go, "What's the three letters?" I was like, "What are you talking about?" SOS, shoot on sight.
Did he?
Mate, all the time, man.
What, he wanted you to shoot all the time?
All the time, because you must shoot. All the time, and he was, honestly, that was the three letters he used to drill into me, SOS. Shoot on sight, and then after the game, if I had a good game, he's like, "No enough shots." Just obsessed with shooting.
That's what I tell my youngest one. My youngest one that plays fun fives. I just say, just every time you get the ball, just shoot, Danny, because he's bigger than everybody else. So he can kick the ball harder. So I just say, shoot all the time. That's all he does, and he shoots for the odd direction.
My dad was brilliant. He was so positive, Si.
Was he right?
I never ever.
Love that.
Never be hard. But then, listen, an unbelievable thing I listened to be Frank Lampard. He said his dad was very hard on him, right? This is unbelievable. Very hard on him. And he said he wouldn't be like with his kids, right? But then, would Lampard have been the player he was?
I take that.
No. Because my parents were unbelievably really supportive. But what I'm saying is, when I grew up and maybe got a bit tough and stuff.
You wish they did maybe push you a wee bit harder.
So I've always wanted to find out. Maybe, like Tiger Woods, read a lot about him.
Have you watched the documentary?
How ruthless his dad is.
His dad is a screwball, man.
Right? I know, but that's why he's fucked up in life now.
I know.
So that's obviously the thing. It's bad.
I need to watch it.
But
good.
Do you think? Do you think that?
But see, Frank Lampard's dad, he was a football player, wasn't he?
Aye.
So he knows the right things and probably the right time.
Lampard said he doesn't agree with it now.
Right.
With his kids, he wouldn't be the same. But I don't know whether that. Maybe that does in the long run.
It's hard to say what's right on, because see, Aidan's dad was hard on him.
See?
Like when we used to play, Aidan was outstanding, man, and you would see his dad like saying to him, "Could have done better." Not happy with him, but it worked for him, do you know what I mean?
I think you'd be quite hard on your boys.
I only care about effort, mate. I don't care about making mistakes, but I'm like that with any, whether it's a 25-year-old player or a 10-year-old player, as long as you,
you just
put effort in.
Just be careful with them at a young age. Just let them play, let them enjoy it, and then they'll get an age when they'll come to you. And they'll maybe want a wee bit of
advice. I'll never buy my kids clothes. No, fuck's sake.
What? I can see why.
You'll never buy them back.
Yes.
I didn't mean.
Cut that bit out later, Paul.
No, wait. Elaborate. You'll never buy your kids clothes.
What I'm meaning was. As I'm saying, my heads. But what I'm meaning is, they will never have brands. That's what I was
meaning. Oh,
right.
They will live off a shoestring, Simon. They will, I'm telling you right now, they'll have fuck all and they'll
grow up. They'll have fuck all.
Pre-marked it or not.
And they'll learn.
They'll have fuck all.
They'll learn if you want something in life, you need to work hard at it. And you mean, look at me.
I know, but I kind of work hard at 8 and 9.
Simon, they better be working for me. They'll be working for me, all right.
I'll be saying. A paper in the head. They're gone. I'm going to get paper in the
head. See, all my boys, they were on the milk for about, 14.
What's enough? What, still sucking?
I just right into that.
Are we after that
deal, by the way?
I'm still on the milk at 14.
They were out working with the car. They were up. They were
me and you on toast today.
He's playing keep you up with me and you. No, they were up 3 a.m, 4 a.m, away to do the milk. There you go. So that.
When I was a lad, I had my first Peter around at 11. I had it 11 till I was 16, so I did it for 5 years. And also was a dishwasher on the Chinese. Fucking loved that job because I got a free
that's
toast
every night. Because you're Yan Bing Tin. Yan Bing Tin.
And then when I got to 15.
Why don't you bring your translator to the podcast so we can fucking understand you?
And then I got at 15, I got a job in the baggage. I had 3 jobs and I was the fucking highest paid 15-year-old in
Shaw. There you go. There you go, mate. And it carried on throughout your life.
Of course it did. Right. I think.
Kids now want. What things you to any, spoiled rotten, any hard work?
Spoiled rotten. And do you know what that? They expect things to everyone to give them stuff and nothing can go wrong. Oh, just enjoy yourself. You're a kid. Oh, go and have fun. Shame your ass. Simon, you're an adult and your ass. Do you mean? Don't they fit your trousers? Don't they fit your trousers? You can't believe I'm going to have fun now. You know what I mean?
Oh, brilliant.
I'm telling you, so.
That's good. That was totally off. When your kids are.
Listen,
what about food-wise? Again, just bare minimum.
Mate, no word that this is Mercedes with the food. They will not even know what a sweet looks like. Because I've grew up getting called spotty every day. Simon, spotty.
That's nothing to do with food.
It is. Too many sweets.
No, it's not.
Simon, they'll know no. You know what I mean? Their treat will be a banana or an apple and they'll grow up loving all that. You should, because see when you grow older, you're like, fuck, I'm addicted to chocolate and all that. I'm running down at 3 a.m, like, craving it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
do you give your kids sweets, Kev?
Aye.
So do
I. Right. The cupboard's always open.
So your kids are in their clays and their sweets?
No. Fuck all. Because Simon, look at me. I was down in the dirt. Open goal came calling, Simon, and at a time in my life where I was lost. And I took the opportunity and grasped it. And now the money I make is fucking out of this world. I made it
now you're dropping G's.
Do you know what I mean? So they'll learn the hard way.
That's super it. Right, Benitez has been linked to Celtic. He left his job in China. Bit unlikely for me. 12 million a year he was on it in China. Derek, could you see that happening?
No, really. I don't think so. I tell you what an acquisition that would be if we could get him in, because he would certainly sort things out. But no, I think he says he's going to take a wee bit of time out. As well, I think he probably deserves it. What age is Benitez?
60,
so, you know, I think he's maybe got another one or two big clubs to go to. I'm not so sure he would maybe fancy a Scottish game.
You want to get back to the Premier League,
and I don't mean this in a bad way, is it beneath him, you know, but then again, we've got, obviously in the past, we've had guys like, you know, the soonest fair Rangers point of view, and obviously Gerrard, but, no, I'm not so sure. I mean, what about... There was talk today, obviously, what's happened to be Lampard. Imagine Lampard going to Celtic.
That was my next question, thanks very much.
Sorry, I didn't hear
it. No, that's all right.
Aye, because that would be unbelievable, wouldn't it?
Why not?
Would you take any of them, Kev, either of them, Celtic?
Benitez, I don't think it's going to be. I don't think the Scottish game is his...
Cup of tea in it.
No, I don't think... No, it's football, ultimately, but I don't think... Guys like... Like Frank Lampard there, who for me done a great job at Chelsea. When we went into Chelsea, they had a transfer ban, got them in the top four, did well. This year, he's went out and signed players who were doing well, whether they're his signings or no his signings. They players were doing well. Havertz, Werner.
Mm-hmm. Boy for Ajax.
They've just no come in and set the ground. They've no. So sure. That's
set the ground what?
Set the ground. What is it? The running? Whatever the fuck. Oh, then they hit the ground running. So that happens sometimes when you sign people. That's no your fault as a manager. That just sometimes happens. Players don't adapt to maybe what the new environment. So has he become a bad manager? No. Chelsea are trying to achieve things. So they've got a chairman who's got bags of cash, and they've chose to take an option elsewhere. Why could Lampard not come up here and get his career going and rebuild? No, rebuild. I don't think he needs to rebuild. I think he just needs to prove himself. Gerrard's came here to prove himself, had a few sticky years at the beginning, and is now going to reap the rewards. Klopp's having a fucking nightmare on the at Liverpool. That's what happens as well. So things are all looking that you've just sometimes got to take a step back to try and take two steps forward. And Benitez for me wouldn't work at Celtic. I just don't.
You think he would work at Celtic?
I just don't think it fits.
Right, really?
I don't know what it is. I just don't think. I see a Rafa Benitez coming up here and thinking, oh fuck's sake, we're playing against David Martindale's Livingston this week. I just don't. I don't know.
You don't know if it would appeal to him?
I don't think it appeals to him. Whereas Frank Lampard, I think having his football career the way that he has. There's a guy that's willing to get fucking dug deep in the trenches, and I think he's an option. But
see, when we see Lampard's done well at Chelsea, like we've slaughtered Solskjaer for
and he's bit time.
But he's eighth, ninth in the league or something with Chelsea.
But what I'm saying is, like, who is the fit for Celtic if Celtic decide to relieve Lennon of his duties? Who is out? We keep hearing Eddie Howe. Now we've got Benitez. For me personally, I wouldn't get overexcited about either of the two of them, but there must be somebody out there, somebody that's going to fit that criteria, getting Celtic going again, because somebody has to.
There's a caged animal next to you, ready to be lit.
Paul,
she's got
thoughts?
Something to say.
Frustrated with your comments. Lampard's been great at Chelsea. He's only got the worst record in Chelsea managerial history.
Has he?
Out of every single one of them. Spent millions of pounds. Werner, who was flying, Havertz, who was flying, he's not got the best out of them. He's in charge. He knew that the chairman of Chelsea gets rid of managers if they're no producing. He's no produced this season. So Frank Lampard feels that he is left now and he can step into Celtic. He ain't earned the right to step up to Celtic. That being said, Neil Lennon obviously left Hibs and went to Celtic, but he was been at Celtic, he was successful the first time around. He was a Celtic captain. The fit could understand that. Would I like Frank Lampard at Celtic? I'm not sure, Simon. I'm not sure, because I don't think that he's won mayor. At first, I really liked him at Chelsea. I thought, I like the way this guy talks. I like the style. This season, I'm no very sure of him. Benitez, I think, would find the Scottish game. I can't understand that, Kevin, if you want to go head-to-head at the moment.
I know, probably.
I can't understand it. Benitez would not find the Scottish game. I think he would clean it up. You know what I mean? Like we're seeing guys like Martindale. Benitez, speaking to my friend Jamie Carragher, he said Benitez was tactically the best he's ever seen.
Yeah.
So if he's playing in Scotland, nothing against the Scottish team, I think they're brilliant in what the money they've got at their disposal, Simon. And but Benitez, I think he would really. It won't happen because they've not got 12 million to pay. But if he did, I think he would find the Scottish game. He would sweep every single trophy up.
Would you take Eddie Howe?
Aye.
You'd.
And the reason I say that is I've heard a lot of people saying there's two issues, Simon, with him getting the job is stuff Defoe and Glenn Johnson I've heard saying about him. They've seen players that are more experienced or maybe got a bit to say for themselves.
See, I didn't hear that.
No, they don't have that. But Eddie Howe done it, but Bournemouth was nothing short of a brilliant. Go to League Two, up to the Premier League. Aye, they spent a lot of money, but they didn't have any of the money when he first took care. He got the money by getting them up to the Premier League. They kept themselves in the Premier League, was it 3-4 years? That's no easy to do. The season they get relegated, but that's not a shame in one season getting relegated. They kept Bournemouth up. Bournemouth were a League Two team and he took care. The only issue I've got is if players challenge him or it's still he's a different animal. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're a complete different. You're going to win stuff, but we don't know that until they come.
His recruitment was poor at Bournemouth, though.
The only thing, he never signed defenders. Can you understand that? He signed 30 million in wingers and stuff like that and strikers. Didn't really work. And he kept the same centre halves for League Two. I think the job Eddie Howe done with Bournemouth was great. I really do.
You don't like Eddie Howe, do you?
I mean, no, if Rafa Benitez took the job, yeah, great appointment.
Unbelievable. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But the big fellas.
See if Rafa Benitez was early 50s and maybe had a bad spell somewhere, I think Celtic would be a great opportunity to try and rebuild and go. But the fact he's in his 60s, he's won trophies, he's had success everywhere. I don't think he craves that.
I don't
anymore.
Know if he wants. But see, since Newcastle was his last job, it was kind of like trying to stay in leagues and mid-table. You might fancy something.
But surely leaving Newcastle, if you're wanting to have success again, you hang about, wait for a job, run about, the Premier League again. He chose to go and get money. So what does that, for me, that tells you, right, okay, I'm on the wind down now here. I'm trying to get as much money as I can before.
Does he need the pressure of going to take
Does he need the pressure of going and hitting Celtic and his life become difficult again?
They'll not be able to afford him.
No.
They'll not be able to afford him.
See, just quickly, do you think Lampard done a good job at Chelsea?
I don't think he was as poor as what Slaney he's making it. He had a tricky start of the season. They get back, they were on form, and then obviously he's hit a run of late, you know, where they've struggled a wee bit. I just think he could have done me somebody in beside him. Who is it, wee boy Jody?
Jody Morrison.
Jody Morrison, good coach. But sometimes I think you go to a big club like a Chelsea, and even you're going to Chelsea, you need experience.
Venables, isn't it? Should have took him.
Aye, Venables. So I'm a wee bit surprised. I thought because he's an absolute icon there, isn't it? The fans absolutely love him. They'll be devastated. But getting into a position like that,
too early, you know, for him, wasn't it? He didn't.
I think so, because at Derby, done all right at Derby, but I think when you're getting there, they should have had somebody in there with him, somebody with experience that's managed at the top level, just somebody to lean on. I think that's important, you know, at a lot of clubs, you know, even behind. I mean, we'll talk about Gerrard. I think he's not been vocal about it, but you know, Walter Smith's there if he wants a wee bit of advice, and who wouldn't he pick up the phone to somebody like Walter Smith? And I think it's important you do that sort of thing. So
have you got Walter's number?
Walter's number? No, I could get Walter's number.
Phone him.
Only Frank Lampard one side, but you said the stats don't lie. Do you know what I mean? The worst record in Chelsea's history, managerial.
I'm not so sure. See about the Havertz. I've watched that boy Havertz over the last few seasons. Actually, it's interesting because Lewis had played against the international side a few years ago. I think it was 19. Under-19s, and he says he's the best player he'd come up against.
Right.
So I was really excited.
What position did he play when Lewis played him?
He played in the middle of the park.
Right.
Or just, he's that kind of...
Ten.
A luxury player. He's allowed to, now at times, he doesn't track back.
But I don't think you get away with that now at top teams.
I know. No. And I'm not so sure he was Lampard's signing. That's what I was talking about earlier, but these managers in this day and age, they get given players. There you go. Oh, he's 80, 90 million. Go and work with him. He's a good player. Get the best out of him. So it's a difficult to be a manager, but if you're getting into a big job, have somebody beside you with a wee bit of experience.
And at Chelsea, you're not going to survive with that chairman, because
I think he will be a good
I love the way he talks and stuff, but he wasn't going to survive at Chelsea.
He's playing Thiago Silva, 36, centre back in the Premier League as well.
I'm surprised at that, because Lampard
every week,
he's been one of the successes, but
a lot of their goals have been through But on the bond, terms on the bond, that didn't have very good. Right, we're ready to go now. We're on to Sean Dyche and Klopp.
By the way, I thought Sean Dyche shot himself.
Did you?
Aye, I thought he took a back seat. Did you know? Have you seen him? He's turned back and then Klopp's walked again, towards him, and then Dyche has ran.
Bet you Klopp can go, eh?
Do you seeing that, though?
Yeah,
aye, he's magic, wasn't it? Aye.
It's brilliant to watch.
Gets the juices flowing.
Everybody talks about the money they make. No, they still care. And I think Klopp, to be honest, you know, I think the performance on the pitch, that's my reaction to that as well.
Frustrated.
I don't know what's going on there. Firmino,
I hate scoring goals, man. I
can't take to the guy.
What do you think Dyche said to Klopp as he walked past him?
Take your face for a shite.
What you would love to know, wouldn't you?
I can sing Rod Stewart better than you and talk to him.
You'd love to know. Because it's great to see two managers going at it. I mean, well, the most famous one up here, Lennon and Coisty. I'm telling you what, I don't know about Lenny, but you're picking a rank fight with Mr. McCoy.
Can he go?
Many times I need to tell you, he could go. He'll go somewhere.
I love McCoy, but I do think that they bottled it with Lenny.
I thought both of them were unbelievable.
What's happened to him?
Simon, so I'll let someone else speak. I just talked straight.
You watch more English football than me.
It's worked the last previous seasons, but they've only got that front three. I mean, in up front, they've got nobody to come on.
Arigi's their
Arigi and Shaqiri, see when they changed the team. Origi.
what's he called?
Origi.
Origi. Aye. When him and Shaqiri came in the other night, like, they're no Liverpool class. I don't think to be starting. I think they need.
They're missing their main man, Van Dijk. He's a glue that kept them together. You know, and they've tried to bring a couple of the midfielders back and play in there. That just shows you the Van Dijk. I mean, we saw how good he was up here.
Can I just tell you this before?
He was top draw.
I'm going to stop talking for the next 10 minutes to let everybody else talk, but I'm just going to tell you this. There has been an offer made, and I'm ready to go down south and talk about the English game.
No way.
That's what I'm going to say.
Oh,
is that a big company?
You're going to leave.
Massive. But so
huge.
They've obviously watched the stuff, and they want somebody to meet, step in and take a few of the big names out.
Are you going to take him with you?
Depends.
Man, listen, you're a partnership.
I know.
Big fella as well.
If I go down there,
I've got busier things.
But see, like you say about, because they're missing Van Dijk, but like Lenny's getting slaughtered up here, he's missed big players this year, so why is Klopp, why can he just use that excuse that I'm missing a centre half?
I'm not saying he's making it as an excuse, it's just for me. I mean, I'm like yourself, Kev. I mean, I don't watch too much of English football, but when you lose a world class defender, he's a.
I think Simon with Liverpool is they were so used to keeping, they look so solid defensively. Aye. When they missed countless opportunities up front, they never gave away too much at the back. Mm. Whereas what's happened now is they are conceding goals easier, and when they're missing as many as what they're missing, it's having the reverse effect. And I just think that they had that comfortableness and confidence in their back line that they weren't going to miss. So if the Mane missed or Salah missed, they'll think, right, okay, we're not conceding as much,
we'll,
but it's happening the other way now. So, and I just think, I don't know, like, it's the first time in what, over a year, that they've started getting a bit of criticism where there's no pressure on them because they're still in the title race and there's still a lot of games to be played. It's like you always say, like, Firmino's scared to score.
Hate scoring, man.
It's the January transfer window open.
I can't believe they're not saying
that. He's not even looked at the goal.
Why are they not going to sign somebody and say, hey, fucking Firmino, like, right, we're bringing this guy. Put a bit of pressure on that three, because to me, it looks like.
Jota was, to be fair, wasn't he? And then Jota got injured as well.
See, the only hang on this, Kev, this season, it's a fake season. You're looking at Barcelona's 13 points behind. You're looking at Juventus are out the league title in Italy. You're looking at England, it could be Leicester at winner or something like that. Just get this
Celtics out the title race. It's a fake.
He didn't want to say that, but that's what he's meaning. Just on Leicester, Paul Merson said last week he doesn't think Klopp or Guardiola could have went into Leicester and done the job that Brendan Rodgers done. Oh, who wants to take that first?
One thing for sure, Brendan Rodgers just proved what I mean, he is a good manager, but he's a top, top coach. Mm. Isn't he? Now imagine if you have got a young player wants to learn the game. Did you see Madison's top drawer. He says, if you're not willing to work your backside off, you don't play in a Brendan Rodgers side. Yeah. So it's about getting the basics right and then working for there. So I just think he's a guy that makes good players, brilliant players, ordinary players, good players. I he's got that in his locker. So he has, and he's just he just proved what a good manager is, and they're a good team to watch.
They're a good team.
Brilliant to watch. The boy Barnes and all plays the wide, isn't he? He's a crack.
And Didi, I like Ndidi in the middle of the pitch as well. Very good.
I think Klopp would have had a good chance of staying well with Leicester more so than Guardiola, because I think Guardiola's got a style. I think the players couldn't do that. Yeah. He would get frustrated that. Whereas always feel with Klopp, he's got that arm around you. And I think he could get players to buy into him, but you kind of take away the job like Brendan Rodgers doing, because Leicester are up there again challenging with a similar squad to what they've had in recent years. They've not really added too much, but it's only a matter of time before, like, there's the Chelsea job available. Would Brendan Rodgers jump in there? Could you see him jumping in there?
Don't want to kill you, mate, but Tuchel's got it.
Has he got it? Aye. Fucking shows you, I'm not even listening.
He might get it when Tuchel goes ahead.
But what the point is, if one of the top jobs comes available, because obviously Arteta's on his knees at Arsenal, but are they a top club anymore? I just think that Brendan Rodgers is going to have an option at some point in his career in the next season or two.
But I can guarantee you this, Brendan Rodgers is double the manager Tuchel is.
Think?
Aye, I don't like Tuchel.
How come?
Don't know. Fraud, some may say.
Right?
I don't like him.
Do you know David Dortmund?
I don't think so, sign up.
Nah.
Okay. I don't think so.
Right, Neymar scored 100 appearances for PSG. His record's 81 goals and 41 assists within that time. All the while texting his sister every day. do you not get the credit he deserves? He's top player, Neymar, isn't he?
Good huh? player.
Neymar.
Aye, top good. Three, mate. It's Ronaldo, Messi, Neymar, nah?
Aye, he's a t- he winds your lot up, does he not? Anytime.
Tony Ralston sorted him out,
didn't he? Isn't he? Anytime.
Winds up a lot of fans.
Seems to have a dislike for Celtic.
Not at all.
Isn't he?
No, no.
Does he like Celtic?
I love Celtic. No, I he did. He put a big poster after it. So I didn't mean to cause any harm. I hope ten or all happens.
No, I just see, well, what's happened there? Who was it? Was that there something between him and
Ralston was texting his sister.
Aye, and he was jealous, man.
Jealous of how he was raging.
Aye.
But you're top player.
When he's on song, I mean, he's brilliant to watch. That's why you watch football, innit?
Yeah.
You want to see guys like that.
There's not enough of the players these days.
I know. Yeah.
I think the fact he's at PSG side.
That's as I've seen.
Aye, that's what you want.
It's because he's at PSG that we don't talk about him as highly, because I think PSG, it's always a one team title race in France. It's not really a big league we talk about. If he was still at Barcelona doing what he's doing, he would be. We would talk about him way more.
Slaney, where are you putting him?
What a player. Actually, I think he's. People say he's overrated.
Did I?
Aye. Uh-huh. But.
Oh, no, they do. You're right. Uh-huh.
Do you think so? He's absolutely magical. Actually, he's had a lot of injuries, I know. Mm-hmm. And I think if he didn't have them, I think he's good. I don't know where I'm going with that. I think he's a top player. Do you know what I mean?
Who'd be a top three in the world to Ronaldo, Messi, Neymar?
I'll tell you right now who's going to be the best striker that's ever lived, Haaland.
Pace, power, and he can finish.
He's the best centre forward right now. If you're no class in Ronaldo,
size on pace, he's fucking massive.
What's his touch like?
Don't care.
Is that not a bit questionable? His touch.
Rebound. It's his nickname, isn't it?
He's a player.
The rebound.
I've only seen him play a couple of games.
Andy Smith at Dunfermline.
That's Haaland's nickname, isn't it? Andy Smith.
last wee bit. Wonder Kids. You ever play one? You ever play with a wonder kid at Rangers? You were a wonder kid, weren't you?
No, I tell you what, a guy that I looked, well, I'm a wee, can you believe it? I'm not that big, but I looked up to him.
Oh, you know?
Down to him. Billy Davis.
Was he?
Even Billy Davis was at Rangers. When I was, 14, 15, I was, you know, getting into training that. Billy Davis was, and see, you talk about skill. We used to do that thing now, you belt the ball as high as you can, as hard as you can.
Control it.
You know, and then it comes down and then keep it up and all that. He Billy used to do that for fun, and we always used to wee competitions. He was
a good touch. Is his touch right?
His touch was brilliant.
Love that.
So he was Billy Davis, a cracking wee player. And he was like that at that age, like kind of. He was the main man. He was a captain in the reserves, and you know, flipping between first team and the reserves. So I played a lot with Billy. Billy was a brilliant guy. So he was kind of branded as a wonder kid, but he never quite. I know. I don't see. This is where sometimes it happens, isn't it? With these boys, young, you get the late developers and some that are like kind of look as if they're going to be absolutely world class, and it just for whatever reason, I don't know, it doesn't quite happen. But he was some player, wee Billy.
Slaney, wonder kids play with
him. You were a wonder kid.
He was a wonder kid.
He was a wonder kid.
I was the best about, but John Fleck.
Off Lecky. Lecky was playable.
I think that maybe set him back for a couple of years, and then he's came back out now. But I think at the time he was just treated so different to everybody else because the way he was, and
he's always like he's always compared to Rooney, wasn't he?
Wayne Rooney the next week, Scottish Wayne Rooney and all that, and I think he played an old firm at 17 or something like that. But he was me. I remember going away with Scotland. He used to just go wonder goal after wonder goal. Just ran by everyone, smashed it top corner. But he's not like that now, isn't he? No, he's a player.
He's deep up, isn't he?
What about you, Simon?
Aidan was a wonder kid. McGeady was fucking ridiculous. I've said it before.
He's had an unbelievable career, right? And no taking it away from it. Do you think he should have went higher?
Nah, I thought he'd go right to the top, Aidan.
Did you? Like Man U and that?
Man U and stuff like that, huh? As a kid, honestly, mate, you couldn't have been. Just stand like, what the fuck is that that he could do with a boy?
Yeah.
He was ridiculous. Michael Gardine was good. Honestly, really good, but he was just a fucking fruit loop, man.
Really? Yeah,
he used to get naked in the first team training.
James McFadden was always there. I played with him early days in Scotland, and he was like natural. Like he didn't try. You just felt when you were playing with him, he was just playing down the park. He was wanting to beat everybody and shoot from everywhere and anywhere.
Yeah.
But Faddy, he was like, but he did go and have a really good career.
Mickey Weir talks
about him.
Mickey Weir?
Aye, because Mickey was his coach at right. Motherwell, and he just says that he was a bit of a cheeky chappy. It's a low age at that age, and I think Mickey just had to rein him in, you know, and just kind of give him a wee kind of a wee bit more foresight where he wanted to go, because you're right, I think that's what Faddy was like. He just off the cuff, just but I mean, he was a hell of a player, and I think Mickey was a wee bit hard on him, you know, and that's what sometimes happens, isn't it?
Of course it
with
is.
The good players that the coach is comes down on you like a ton of bricks, but nah, McFadden, what a player he was.
Wonder kid, Slaney McFadden?
Not at all.
No, he's not having that.
Not at all. It was the best club he played with. Exactly.
Everton.
Good.
What I'd done in 15 minutes at Celtic was mere his whole career. There you go.
Brilliant, lads.
I would actually like Lampard to be Celtic manager. Mate, Gerard V. Lampard. How good would that be? How good would that be?
Box office. Well, that is
Lampard's box better than Gerard as a manager. He's having a harder challenge.
Bring a lot of attention to the Scottish game.
Mate, I'd
love. Wouldn't
it? Yeah, mate, Lampard is better than Gerard. 100%.
What, player or
not
manager?
Manager.
Do you think?
Aye.
Lampard v Gerrard, all fun.
Rutulis
the favourite. When you're drinking, like you drunk tested the full shebang.
Do you want to sing a song for the Coopin this week? When it comes to Coopin Show, we'll do a song together.
A song? Right.
So we'll think it together and do it.
Right.
Okay.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.